Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Yes, sir.
We're back. Voices in the Street Unfiltered. We the voices in the community and the voice of the streets. This is me, Austin McCall, Austin Malik. I'm here with
your girl, Miss Ja.
And
your girl, Desi T.
Who these people in here, Desi?
Okay, so y'all know what it is. We got a little street spotlight.
Oh, it's time?
It's time.
Okay.
You got to play what you
don't have
play.
The song.
You got to put the song up.
Okay. No, go ahead, keep it.
Okay, so if y'all don't know, Street Spotlight is basically when we spotlight a black individual who is out here doing what they need to do in their business. It don't matter what you're doing. If you're an artist, if you are a restaurant owner, if you are a fashion designer, or if you are any and everything, we are here. We want to give you a little spotlight. Uh-oh. So go ahead.
Uh-oh.
You already know what that is.
I worked my whole life for this one.
So he is here to help us talk about money.
Money.
Yeah. We are talking about money. So, Donald, go ahead and let us know a little bit about Williams Accounting and Consulting.
So, yes, I'm Donald Williams, CEO of Williams Accounting Consulting. And Williams Accounting Consulting targets small businesses. We try to help them to get their books in order, take that off of their plate, and allow them to have the peace of mind of worrying about their finances. We allow them to focus on the day-to-day operations, and we help them with taxes, their financial reportings, estimated payments if need be, also tell them how to reduce and save. We also do business consulting there also, and I've also helped several clients save a ton on tax resolution as well.
Okay, are you at a brick and mortar, or you do this like online, virtually, where you help certain businesses?
Well, I like to tell people that we're not like the bonquiches with the nails down the alley. We're a real business. So we have a brick and mortar. Yes, I have two locations.
Okay.
I have one location here in Atlanta, Georgia, 1000 Circle, 75 Parkway. I also have another location in New Orleans, Louisiana. On General DeGaulle.
So that's what I'm hearing. New Orleans?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, I heard it as soon as he came up in here. I heard it.
Yeah, baby.
So as we get into the new year, obviously tax season is about to come. What do our business owners need to start doing now to prepare for that season?
Well, now they need to get their records in order. And when I say get their records in order, get with someone, a financial advisor, accountant, and let them look at your accounting. Get your accounting, make sure all your expenses are allocated to the appropriate accounts. Also make sure they captured all the revenue. Sit down and say, okay, well, hey, I have $100,000. How can I save on this $100,000? Mm-hmm. Because you have less than 60 days to get that done. So if they need to contribute to a SEP, which that goes over to April, but if they need to buy equipment and assets, things to reduce and keep that bottom line strengthened, because, you know, as business owners, when you spend too much, it's kind of hard for you to have buying power. Mm-hmm. So with that, you need to sit down with a financial advisor to tell them your goals and help where they can foresee and give you a forecast of things that you need to do to accommodate your goal. Because some business owners, it's hard to have a business, pay 40% in taxes, and also be able to try to buy a house, put 30% down, 10% down, these high rates. So sit down with your accountant and get them to say, hey, these are my goals. What do I need to do to achieve those goals?
Can mm-hmm. I ask you, what do you feel is the biggest mistake that business owners make? You know what I'm saying? They first go around.
The biggest mistake that business owners make is they don't understand that the money that comes in is the business money. They feel that it's their money. And that's the biggest mistakes people, business owners make. You have to realize that you're going to work for a job. When I go to work every day, I go as a CEO. I pay myself a salary. So that's the thing business owners make. They feel like, I don't want to buy these things. I don't want to invest in marketing. I don't want to invest in these things, more equipment to make my employees' job easier because they feel like they want to save everything. You get a $100,000 check, they want to spend $10,000 out of it, and essentially you need to spend $30,000, $40,000, maybe $50,000 because when your team have things to make them more productive and easier, they're more inclined to stay. They're more inclined to come to work every day. You have more employee, pick up employee morale. So things when you invest in your business. The thing about small business owners, they want to save everything and don't, and they feel it's theirs. Get out of that mindset. That's the biggest mistake they make.
Right. So when it comes to filing taxes, if you have your personal and then you have your business, is it suggested that you file it together or do you file both of those taxes separately?
So it all depends on how your business is structured because when you have corporate taxes, they can still impact your personal taxes. So it's kind of hard to say that you should file them together because they're due at different deadlines. So if you have a C corporation, it doesn't impact your personal tax return, but that's due before your personal taxes. Also, when you have S corporation, it's March 15th. Partnership tax return is March 15th. And the flow and the positive of the positive and the negative of the business can impact or hurt or help your personal tax return, which is due the next month, 30 days later.
So speaking of due dates, if you don't do your taxes in a year, how many years does the IRS give you to file those taxes if you don't do your taxes?
So this is what a lot of people, it's a myth that they feel like, oh, everybody's taxes is due April 15th. No. All right. If you know you're normally getting a refund, you have 3 years to claim that refund. You do not have to stop and go rush and go to the IRS. But then also, if you want to increase your refund, wait a year, wait 6 months, wait 2 years, because the IRS then in turn gives you interest on that money. So instead of, but when you late, when you owe, you do April 4th, 15th. So that's when you get a penalty. You know, so people have to understand that if you're getting a refund or you're breaking even, your taxes aren't due April 15th. You have 3 years to file your taxes to claim your refund. After that, the IRS considered it as foregone.
So I know, I don't know, how long we got them for?
We got them for it.
Y'all got me as long as y'all need me. So come on, what's up?
Would be, what could you have done for Wesley Snipes?
For Wesley Snipes. Well, I don't know all of his
We know a little bit.
I know a situation, by the situation, but the thing about it is Wesley Snipes is what I've done. I would have told him to report all of his income.
Okay.
From my understanding, he didn't report all of his income. He felt like some of it wasn't supposed to be reported. That's tax evasion. If you don't file your taxes, it's a difference from filing your taxes and saying, hey, I made $500,000 and I know I made $10 million. That's theft. That's evasion. But if you're
why do people think they can get away with that so freely? Like
People do get away with it.
I'm saying, but like, do we get to get away with it?
We don't.
It's not the necessarily a we. I think it's the part that whereas though it's the type of business that you have. And people understand that sometimes when you're in certain spotlights, you have targets on you. But audits are random. I tell people that all the time. But people feels that, to me, it hurts your business anyway. Because when you file all of your revenue, they don't buy your business if you want to sell it off of the bottom line. They purchase your business off of the revenue that you generated at the top of the line. So why hurt yourself?
Oh, that's a good jewel. Nobody knew that. Ding, 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 ding. Y'all heard that?
Questions coming in. We're going to take a quick break. But we got questions for them all.
All right.
I'm here.
If you guys want to talk to Donna Williams and talk about your taxes or anything that pertains to your money, call us up. 404-892-2703. We will be right back.
Yes, we will. This is Voices in the Street Unfiltered. News and Talk 1380, WALK.
Mafioso, mafioso,
how you fix
figure that your team can affect my queen. Gold and platinum plaque since I stepped on the scene. Now I mean,
News and Talk 13 AWA. Okay. Voices in the Streets Unfiltered. I'm your girl, Desi C.
I'm your girl, Miss Ja.
Yes, yes, yes. And we are in our street spotlight, and we are talking to the wonderful Donald Williams, the only Donald Williams, owner of Williams Accounting and Consulting. So before we left, we have a lot of questions. We do have callers, so we do know y'all are there. We will get to you. So, Donald, my question is, there's some things that I see going across social media as far as the percentage of what you should pay yourself, what should go to marketing, what should go to, you know, just certain different things.
That's a good question.
What advice do you have, or what is the, I guess, the standard number that you should, I guess, split up your income when it comes down to being an entrepreneur?
Well, when becoming an entrepreneur, I think you need to first start off with a budget.
Mm-hmm.
So once you put yourself in a budget, and even if inflation increases, some things need to decrease. So if gas cuts, you know, goes
inflation
up,
it's
killing us. So you can take away your cable bill and just get YouTube TV.
Yeah.
So those things you need to sit down when you first start out to, with a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to get that budget, you make sure that's what your salary. So it may have to be 30%. It may be 20%. It may be 25%. It may even be 10%.
Mm-hmm.
But that allows you to be able to not carry the financial burden at home, because you now have that all worked out. You know, mm-hmm. it's going to be taken care of. So that's what mainly, sit down with your accountant and say, okay, well, hey, how much am I spending and how much return? So if I made $100,000 and I spent $20,000 on marketing, you know, 20% went to marketing. But am I seeing a return? How is my customers coming in? So some things is just not always financial. Some things is more about operations and looking at the numbers,
mm-hmm.
and looking at what your cost is and how can you scale your business and what things can you cut back on. So those are things that you want to see. See, a lot of people feel that it's just some certain formula. You have to go by a business plan. I tell people all the time, nobody wrote in their business plan about the pandemic,
right,
but you had
right.
to survive your business.
Right.
So the business plan goes out the window. You, when you put on your shoes and shirt and clothes every day presents its own problem in business.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have different situations that come up about. So I tell people, sit down and constantly look at your financial statement, constantly review and see ways that you can save and cut costs, how you can scale your business. If dialing telephone, you would Comcast, you may need to go to Skype and get internet telephone for mm-hmm. services. Mm-hmm. So those are things that you need to make.
Find
sure
an alternative.
Find alternatives and things to still give you the quality.
Okay, my other question before we get to the callers. Now, you mentioned the pandemic and nobody was prepared for that. How do people prepare now, you know, in case something like that happened, in case we shut down for another 3 months? What is your advice to entrepreneurs and small businesses so that they're prepared money-wise?
So I tell entrepreneurs now, look at that and see what things you could have done. If
mm-hmm.
you had a restaurant instead of sending everybody home and just do to-go orders,
mm-hmm.
or if you have like a consulting business, how can you pop up and what type of services can you target?
Mm-hmm.
What I did when my business, the pandemic, my team, none of my team applied for unemployment. All my team still came to work, and we still stayed our distance, but we all still worked out. And how I did it is I target helping people doing a small business application. I just geared the change. I helped them doing for applying for the PPP loans.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that you do. You just try to find different avenues to generate revenue.
Gotcha. News and Talk 13 AWA. Okay, we are talking to Donald Williams.
Let's see what Reggie got. Let's see what Reggie questioned.
Okay, let's talk to Reggie.
Reggie, what's up?
Yes. Yeah, good evening, and I want to thank you all for having the guest on. Mr. Williams, I wanted to ask a question. I have an S-corporation, which I bought a property many years ago, and I'm about to sell that property now. But I have been utilizing that property as an office and as a living space also. How do I avoid the capital gains that you probably most people will get hit with when you sell a property and you're about to make a decent profit off of it?
Well, I think the way you did it was kind of awkward because you have it as your primary resident, and did you give it a suite, like a B suite? But if you have it at your primary resident, if you're not married, you get $250,000 of the capital gains you don't have to pay taxes on. And if you're married, you get up to $500,000 after 2 years. But when dealing with capital gains, it's kind of tricky because you need to make sure you captured all your costs that you spent on that property. But also you have to understand the depreciation that you take had going to come back as well. So to me, what I would do is I would sit down with my financial advisor and give them my years of taxes and see how much depreciation I took, how much cost basis have I increased, what it started at, and what is projecting the value, and see some things that you can do. Because also, if you can invest that money, reinvest that money, some of that capital gains can be reduced. So you may can even end up without paying any capital gains. So it all depends.
Well, well that's really what I wanted to. But yeah, that's what I wanted to do because I didn't have a huge profit in the small business that I've been running, but I was legitimately running a business from that. I mean, with the office space set up downstairs, the living space upstairs, and I've been doing that for years, but I am selling the property. And again, I know you can get hit with, but the property has, give an example, what I sold it for and the after repair value of the property is huge. So, you know, I mean, I got some, you know, records to prove that, you know.
Yeah. So what I recommend that you do is get with and do a 1031 exchange if you're going to want to reduce all of that liability. Get your 1031 exchange and identify where the money goes into escrow and you identify another investment property instead of just getting it and paying a 22% capital gain tax. So if you find you another property and identify it and go ahead, because that's how you build wealth, not by getting a property and getting capital gains and then spending the capital gains. Reinvesting it and getting other properties and continuously growing your portfolio, that helps you to get more wealth, and that expands your portfolio.
Okay. Quick question, because I was about to do now with the reinvesting that property. No. Okay. One other question, because I'm going to call him, because I'm going to need his expertise, be honest with you. But my question
over here
was,
dropping jewels,
I am going to be buying another residential property. Would that investment be commercial to avoid that capital gains? Or would that be also part of if I do a residential as opposed to buying a commercial property?
Well, you can do either or. Again, just sit down and read, identify the property, put it in the 1030 exchange. So when you get ready to sit with your realtor and your loan office and tell them you want to do the 1031 exchange, so do that immediately.
1031 exchange.
Yes, and you go and do that, and that'll help you.
Okay, and please give your number, brother, because we thank you and grateful, and I certainly will call you
and pay
the consulting fee and utilize your services.
Yes.
Yes, Reggie. Go ahead.
Yes, 770-964-4100. I look forward to taking your call, Reggie.
All right. Thank you, Reggie.
Thank you. So many jewels, man. We got to keep you around for just one more segment.
Yeah, we got one more segment because you got one more caller.
Yes, yeah, we got one more caller.
I got you.
So many good questions.
I'm okay. I don't mind. I love doing this.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Voices in the Street.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Unfiltered. We will be back. Stay tuned.
Blowing through the money like it growing cheese. I've been f***ing on a French, c'est la vie. I just put them on a jet, now they all Italian. Way I'm dressing till I've been to $1,000. This fly by getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling. Every night, late night, like I'm Jimmy Fallon. Crows shoot from anywhere like you Ray Allen. Crody, turn me up.
Crody, turn me up.
Crody, turn me up. Crody, turn me up. Got a fur on a Tampa, got me burning up. Shorty said she graduated, she ain't learning enough. Play the album track one, okay, I heard enough.
Girl, the job it downstairs, better hurry up. Savage got a new, he wanna dirty up.
We back, News and Talk 1380, WAOK is us, the voices in the street, the voices in the community, is me, Austin McCall, Austin Malik, was good. I'm here with
your girl, Miss Ja.
Man.
Your girl, Desi.
We still are talking to our special guest.
Yes, we're talking to Donald Williams.
I was going to let him be part of the show.
Oh.
And.
Oh, my bad.
And.
The only.
Yes.
And no other.
Yes.
And it won't ever be.
Come on.
All right. Donald Williams.
Donald Williams in the building with us still, people. We have one more caller for you. Let's go to Gideon. What's up, Gideon?
Well, peace and blessings to this beautiful crowd right here.
What's up?
The youth, our future. My question is twofold. One. First question, what is your nationality? And I ask that question to all of you. You can answer if you choose. If not, I understand.
I'm black.
I'm one who fought against the IRS, who every letter they sent, we sent back their response according to their laws. And we are afraid of our own. The Bible says we're destroyed for not.
Gideon. Gideon, you're going in and out.
Oh, we lost you, Gideon. Oh, there you go.
Gideon, are you here?
Yes.
Gideon, you got to give us a call back. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm sorry about that. We lost Gideon. Damn.
Oh, my gosh. Gideon.
Call us back, Gideon. Call us back, Gideon. But you were saying taxes.
Yes, taxes.
Yes.
taxes, and more taxes.
Yes, so many taxes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Since we just passed the pandemic, and it was all this controversy about the PPP loans.
Mm-hmm.
What did people do wrong that caused them getting these PPP loans to be criminal activity?
Them damn crab legs. You don't got to ask them that. It was a crab leg.
I thought it was the designer bags, but go ahead.
What people did wrong is, one, the first thing they done wrong is wasn't prepared. And that's why beforehand they felt like, okay, I have all these people, that employees that I'm paying, but you have independent contractors. You don't have them on payroll. So essentially the guidelines is that I was able to receive PPP because I pay my employees, take out taxes, pay payroll taxes throughout the year. So a lot of small business owners want to save on tax, on a tax break, like saying, okay, I don't want to pay payroll taxes, so I'll pay you independently. But essentially, you're not paying really payroll taxes. You're withholding the money out of their paycheck. You're essentially coming off better by just withholding some of that money. It's very little. You're paying 10% of what their salary is every pay period, which is Social Security and Medicaid. The federal withholding, you take out of their check. You take a portion of Social Security and Medicaid. You're actually giving them their whole check, so you're not really saving. So that's one of the big things. What makes it so criminal is that they gave them guidelines that you must keep your employees. Mm-hmm. If you lose some, you must, you know, replace them, and you can do X, Y, and Z. But most people was creating employees. Mm. That's what made it small. That's what made it fraudulent. So these are the guidelines, and you're creating fictitious documents stating that I had this many people, turn it into the IRS, and then giving it to them, and it's like, hey, that's fraud, because you're now falsifying documents and you're swearing that you had these employees.
One thing that people, I don't think they read, was that this is a loan, so you do have to pay taxes on that money the following year, right?
No.
Or get it relieved, right?
Well, you have to get it relieved, but even if it's a loan, you didn't have to pay taxes on it, so you were able to. The beauty part about the PPP, they didn't even take away your expenses that you paid. They still allowed you to get it. So they didn't have to pay taxes on it. Jeff, if you did payroll or had expenses, you still was able to get it forgiven.
Gotcha. I have a question. Stimulus check that was coming out, is that going to affect us into, you know, tax season or anything like that?
No, it's not going to affect you into tax season. Okay. It actually is, the small amount is going to help you. And if you didn't, say, for instance, you didn't qualify in 2020, you were able to qualify. If your income was down in 2021, you were able to file and get those back stimulus checks.
Can I ask
y'all
you?
Y'all hear these jewels?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you, because, you know what I'm saying? We in Atlanta, bro. I want to know, like, what kind of stuff, like, what kind of advice do you have for business owners when it comes to scams and scammers and people that take advantage of their tax situations or their businesses? Like, do you have any recommendations about never doing that?
Well, I recommend that you don't do scams. I recommend that you also.
First of all.
Yes. But I recommend also that a lot of scammers are contractor workers in Atlanta, and they tell you they go on, they go find these people on Fiverr and build these portfolios to prepare to you and provide, saying they're going to provide this type of service, and don't. So be aware of that.
Actually, better question. What
give us the signs of the scammers. Like, give business owners, you know, a little tips. Because I'm sure you can see them a mile away. I know you can see them.
I can see them a mile away because one is you check references, but it all depends on the type of references that you check. But also look at the quality of work. And one thing that I famously do, especially for marketers, I go look at their social media pages. I want to see how you can... If you increase in doing for yourself, it's like a trainer. You're not going to be huge trying to train me to be small. You invest in yourself. So if you're going, if this is something that you do, like, I don't let no one else do my taxes. I do my own taxes. I file my own taxes on time. I don't have no one else doing that. So if you're a marketing person, I want to see how you present your business. It's like when you walk into a restaurant. If you're dirty, I'm not letting you serve me no food.
Hello?
I understand.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Right now, we're talking to Donald Williams from Williams Accounting Consulting.
We got a call.
We lost
back.
Gideon earlier. Is he back with us?
We have Gideon back.
All right, Gideon, welcome back.
Well, hey, I've never Gideon. Had problems with my signal.
Hey Gideon, I want you to just get to the question because we got some other people that's going to ask the question.
Well, that's what I'm about to do, if I may.
Okay,
my question is, as descendants of slaves, what were the benefits of us having acknowledged our enslavement as it pertains to being, and we were a commodity for this country, and if we had accepted the reality that we were slaves, would we be qualified to have to pay taxes to the very government that enslaved us? Because we're now financing.
Well, I'm actually, I'll just say, this is the best advice that I can give you, Gillian. You have to dial 1-800-829-1040 next to IRS.
No, just answer the question.
I'm answering the question to you, Gillian. I'm giving you the answer where you can get the best resource, where you can get the best answer for you. That's not some information that I can provide to you, but if you dial 1-800-829-1040, they'll be able to answer that for you.
Hey, Gideon, you got to take a break from the show, man.
Thank you, Gideon, for your question.
Okay. Hey, I was going to ask what the hell Gideon was talking about, man. I ain't no slaves paid taxes. They got to pay taxes.
Well, everybody pays taxes. Let's just say everybody pays taxes.
Oh, we had a special tax. I'm sorry. All
nobody,
right.
Nobody is special. Everyone pays taxes on the money that they make. Okay.
Well, should we not pay taxes because of slavery?
Trust me, we all hate it.
Well, he said we shouldn't pay taxes because of slavery, though.
So I have a question. I have a great question for you.
Yes.
Because there is a lot of free money out there. A lot of people just don't know about it because they don't know where to find it at. And just like that, money is available to different minorities, business owners, and things. Do you guys, as a tax company, advise people on where they can get that extra money or those credits or whatever?
Yeah. So they have a lot of foundations that set up, like Invest Atlanta. That's a nice place that has a lot of funding that goes out for business owners. So I recommend that you talk to your accountant and tell them, like I said, the goals and what type of things. But it's your accountant's responsibility to stay abreast and make sure you're abreast on the grant funding. They need to research and be like, okay, well, hey, Invest Atlanta gave out $40,000. Make sure their paperwork is in order so they can apply for it. And different counties give away different funding.
You got time to hang out with us, or you
I got time. I don't have no problem.
All right, we like him. We're
going to probably just let you out. We are now done interviewing Donald. Now Donald is a part of the show.
He's a part of the show.
A part of the show. This will no longer be part of the interview. He has now replaced you, X. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. No, hey,
that was really, really nice. I don't think we ever had this.
I do want to ask about inflation. Do we have time?
Yeah,
I want to ask about inflation because, you know, I'm finding myself cutting corners at the grocery store, cutting like you said, some of those YouTubes and Netflix, some of them are getting canceled, and I even got a notification that Apple Music is raising the price. I mean, come on.
Yes.
So, what are some tips that we give people on inflation and how to save some money during inflation? Oh, we want to come back?
Yeah, you can answer after the break.
All right, we'll answer that after the break. You guys call us up if you have any questions. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We will be back.
R.P. Eric Carter. I think, wait, is he? News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's us, the voices in the street. It's me, Austin McCall, Austin Malik. We still have our special guest, Donald, in the building. What's good, Donald?
What's good?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm making it. Yeah, I see it's me.
Okay. It's you? Yes, it's you. Yes, what's good? What's good? This
we are back.
One and only Donald Williams.
Donald.
The one.
The one and only.
The only.
It is your girl.
Jai, you asked a question right before the... did I introduce you, Desi?
You did not introduce the girls. You don't be like these callers.
All right, that's not cool.
The girls are here.
Yeah.
The girls are
the
here.
The girls are back.
The girls are here, yes. Yes. I'm here with...
your girl, Desi T.
And Ms. Ja.
We are back.
Thank you, Donald.
Okay, how you gonna introduce yourself? See, it's always the other dude. It's always the other dude. It'd be X doing it usually.
We don't gotta insert ourselves.
It's something about that seat.
The seat, right? Uh-huh. You had a question before we went
to
break.
So before we were talking about tips and the ways that we can cut back during this inflation, because the prices ain't going nothing but up. And the cost of living is high, and what we making per hour is low.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do now?
The best thing that you can do is, like I was telling you, is budget and cut back on things that you don't need. Because the inflation is something that you can't control. You have no control over that. But the things that you do have control on is the way you spend your money and the things you spend your money on. So if you spend a lot of money getting your hair fixed, you need to probably cut that out and call your homegirl and say, come sit in my living room. We're going to have some cocktails. And, you know, you fix my hair. If you have a high channels you don't watch on your cable bill, cut back. So when inflation is going up in your income, if you're not going to increase your income or you're unable to increase your income or set up a small business to generate some additional income, then I recommend you cut back on things so it won't affect things you waste money on. Because we waste money. Everybody wastes money. We waste money on subscriptions that we don't need and that we don't use. And we also do unnecessary driving that we don't really need to be doing. So just making that sacrifice to cut back and scale back at home personally would help you where you don't feel the impact of inflation.
Mm, I feel the impact because I am definitely choosing between bacon or chicken sausage every day.
You choose bacon?
I choose chicken sausage.
Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong choice.
Desi, you got a question? No, I mean, just on this inflation, it's just really ridiculous at this point. Like, while we have to pick and choose as far as...
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What we need to get and whatnot. But Speaking of food, can we go ahead? Is it okay? Can we pivot into what your new business venture?
Yes. So I just signed at a location in Vinings for DeWine's. Mm-hmm. So it's DeWine's New Orleans Bistro. So okay. We're going to be serving Louisiana cuisine.
Oh, are we there?
I'm going to have Cajun rice, fried fish, catfish seasoned. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to also make in these egg roll, crab cake egg rolls. As well, but the drink's gonna be vibing. Of course, my personality is gonna be there. We're gonna have nice little subtle music playing, R&B. We're not gonna have, when I say subtle, I don't want people to think it's gonna be some weird music, but I just want people to come out, have a nice time, because there's so many places that restaurants that set up these type of businesses saying from New Orleans cuisine and they do it more commercial. I'm gonna do it more like at Grandma's Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what's the big one that we got here? Louisiana Bistro? That's pretty big here.
I feel like that's real commercial.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what's the word? Whitewashed. Like commercial. Whitewashed cuisine, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't really for that. I like for it to be, you know what I'm saying, like homemade.
Yeah, I'm going to have some season all in it. I'm gonna have some seasoning to it. And it's like people, when they add wine to it or they don't put the right stuff that they feel like, okay, I can make etouffee out of these ingredients, when actually you need to make your root. Your root is your butter and that flour when you're stirring it. And you need to make your root from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, don't be giving away recipes now. You know it's about to be Thanksgiving. They're going to be up here. So when are you looking? So is this going to be a lounge vibe?
No, it's not. It's very small restaurant. More grab and go. I don't like smoke. I'm sorry, but I don't like smoke. But it's gonna be more grab and go, and I'm gonna have outside eating.
We need less hookahs anyway. You're right.
We do.
Y'all need what?
We need less hookahs. There's too many hookah spots
everywhere. But you know, when you have hookah, you're not making money because they sit for a long time. You need them to eat
and
go. Turn over.
Yeah, I just seen a nail salon that has hookah.
Y'all be in there a long time though. Anyway, though, right?
But I don't want to be choking. It's just too much now.
Okay.
I think
that people don't know how to switch off of the grab and go of the culture. They feel that you have to do everything. Mm-hmm. When you're in business, you have to separate yourself and differentiate yourself from different businesses. And hookah is just going too far. Mm-hmm. And everybody don't smoke hookah. I have friends that open up a cigar lounge. I mean, I can't be there to support you because I don't like smoke. Mm-hmm. I'll buy a drink and make a donation, but that's just not it. People got to understand that when you're setting a business up, you need to know where to draw the line in the sand of things.
So because you have, so obviously we know that you are the tax boss and you have, your consultant company, and now you're having a restaurant. How is the balance going to be? Have you done a second type of, because this is it's a whole different thing.
Yes, it is.
Have you done this before where you've had two different things or two different
Well, I have a nonprofit that I do. I give back to Atlanta Children's Shelter each year. I go and I buy clothing, shoes. So I've always done. I've always been a serial entrepreneur. I've even owned a printing company at one time where I was a silent partner. But I have the work-life balance at my company. I have 11 employees. I have a real accounting firm. A lot of small businesses, it be them independently. So I have 11 employees. I have a CFO, a CMO, chief marketing operator, and I also have a chief operating officer as well. So I have three lead teams. And also with the restaurant, I'm a hired general manager. So my team of managers will report back to me, but I'm still do the day-to-day operations.
One thing he going to do, he going to have that money right.
All day long.
And sometimes you do have to just hire a team so you're not running around like a chicken trying to do everything.
But Tyler Perry said it best. Find out who's making it, who they're doing it successful for, and hire them. If you have someone that's working at Coke and is making Coke a lot of money and Coke is your competition, you're going to get their team to show you. Yeah. I mean, you cannot do it by yourself.
Yeah.
There's no I in team. And if you want to make money, and a lot of things that hold with small tax preparers, they try to do everything themselves. You need to build a team. You need to have your administrator want to get those taxes out. Because when you try to do the taxes, do customer service, package stuff, all this and that, your customer service falls. And you're going to fall behind on doing people's taxes. You're not going to have them out timely. And like some of them, you're not going to be able to sit down and advise your client. Because when your client comes in, it's more grab and go. You need to sit down and have that one-on-one.
That relationship. I had one question about the nightlife scene. How long have you been in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta since 2006.
Okay, so I got here 2009. I consider myself a peach. I know my way around 285. So you saw the shift in our nightlife and our restaurant. What can you say about the restaurant, lounge, nightlife industry now compared to pre-pandemic, now after the pandemic? What are some things about it that you saw drastically change?
I think more social media has an impact on that. I don't think the support with like more lounges. It's like now more people, once they discover brunch, they stop going to church by God. So I think more people looking for more day parties, and that's what affecting the nightclub. So it's a lot of things with social media has an impact on the things that's being done. And everybody wants to be influencers. So with the nightlife, at that time, now people want to get on and get a few followers. They don't want to go to the clubs because they feel like, hey, I'm going to get a, what they call, appearance fee. But the nightlife back in the day was more of, it wasn't as so social media now.
Yeah.
So it's different things of
you came to see the DJ.
You came to see the DJ. So now it's more social media influencing you to go to different places and doing different things. But brunch and day parties has really hurt the nightlife.
Yeah, I love brunch. Those are my favorite parties. In the bed by 8 p.m. Thank you.
Drunk off of mimosas
so
by 12.
I do want to touch on, before we wrap you up, I do want you to let everybody know how to follow you, where to find you, how they can contact you.
Yeah, what's your Instagram, bro?
Yeah, let the people
personal
know.
Instagram is MRDW, but my accounting firm is Williams, A-C-C-T-I-N-G.
Okay, and leave us your number again.
My office number is 770-964-4100, and the website is williamsacct.com.
Got it. Cool. Thank you so much, Donald, for even coming here and being with us. You are a Filter fam for life. So when you get your restaurant together,
we're
family, baby.
We're the first ones to call, so I can get some food with some seasoning.
Seasoning. Yes. And you know what? Do y'all drink?
Yes.
They do.
Okay, so when I interview my barbers, my bartenders, I want y'all to fix y'all drink. It. Yes, y'all can taste.
Okay,
I want y'all to be part of tasting.
We can do that.
That could be a live thing on air.
They're going to do the interview, and they're going to have to make drinks for you all. And y'all, I want y'all to make sure they make all the drinks.
We coming. We going to be there. Anyways, thank you so much for coming and being our street spotlight and just extending your time. We love you. Thank you for the callers.
And guess what? Whenever y'all want me to come back and talk more and get more juice, just please let me know, Martell.
We're in tax season, man.
Of course, tax season ends around the corner, so we going to speed dial, okay?
Yes.
News and Talk 13 AWAOK, Voices in the Streets Unfiltered. We'll be back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.